Last week, the Attorney General announced a criminal investigation into St. Paul's School after reports of sexual assaults on campus stretching back decades. Last month, officials in Manchester acknowledged that a student had been raped in a high school hallway in 2015. Stories at both schools came out long after the incidents took place. But as NHBR's Casey McDermott reports, there's no state law that says schools, public or private, have to notify parents or the public when these things happen.
Lori Leisure likes to think she's the kind of parent who's engaged in what's happening at her daughter's school. Which is why, when scrolling through Facebook last month, she was so surprised to learn about a sexual assault that happened at Manchester West High School in 2015.
My first reaction was, wait a minute, you've known for 2 years, and my daughter was a freshman at the same time this girl was a freshman.
A 14-year-old student was raped by an older student in a secluded hallway during school hours.
It's really shocking that this could have happened in a high school in a hallway. I mean, this is a violent crime.
Even more troubling, she said, was the fact that parents like her had no idea anything like this happened at their child's school, because the school never told them. But as far as state law is concerned, the school didn't have to.
The statute is silent as to any obligation to report to the public or to the parents of the school community.
Diana Fenton, an attorney for the Department of Education, says state law requires districts to notify police of violent incidents within 2 days. But sending letters home to parents, making an announcement, is up to each individual district.
This area of the law is very complicated, and there are various laws that govern. And it's not just one law that school districts are responsible to.
These are sensitive cases, and advocates say a black and white reporting requirement might not make sense.
In the end, the victim's privacy is the most important because it's their only way to maintain control when the situation is pretty out of control.
Allison Power Bernal is a prevention coordinator for the New Hampshire Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Even disclosing that an incident took place, without naming names, could compromise that privacy, she said, especially important when dealing with students under the age of 18. Instead, she said what's most important is that the school takes care of the student affected, helping him or her report to local police and connecting them to other resources.
Parents would know, okay, our kids are safe because the right law enforcement agency has been notified and the right crisis center has been contacted, and there's really no need for the sensationalism of potentially putting a victim's identity at risk.
Back in 2007, there was a similar incident at another New Hampshire high school, handled much differently than the one at West. A 14-year-old student was sexually assaulted by a fellow 18-year-old student on school grounds. The incident was referred to local police, and the accused student was charged and convicted. But in that case, within days, the principal announced it to the student body and held meetings to brief faculty on what happened. The school, in this case, Manchester Central, just across town from West.
That's a good example of the thing that could have applied to this situation.
Manchester Superintendent Bulgan Vargas wasn't in charge when either the 2007 or 2015 incident happened, but he said the district's trying to work on ways to be more transparent now.
We make every effort to communicate with our family to the extent that is allowed.
That might be good news to parents like Leisure, but she still feels let down.
If they had done something these past 2 years, they could have really softened this blow to all of these parents and said, yes, I know you're finding out about this now, but these are these measures we've taken, then now you should feel okay. Your kids are safe in our schools.
If that had happened in the first place, then maybe parents in the school could have worked together earlier, she said, to make sure it doesn't happen again. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.